This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The music industry has seen a lot of change the past couple of years, as has the industry covering that industry. The Spin magazines and Rolling Stones and Vibes of the world. Print editions have been cut. Relevance has been questioned. But there is one music journalism outfit that seems to have it all figured out. Pitchfork is credited with launching indie rock bands like Arcade Fire and Vampire Weekend and staying successful all the while, more than a million online visitors a month. They've also got a big festival going on in Chicago this weekend, the Pitchfork Music Festival. So today on Conversations from the Corner Office, Ryan Schreiber, the CEO and founder of Pitchfork. Ryan, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You seem to have discovered somehow how to make a business of the business of writing about music. It's kind of interesting because the magazines, the print magazines, are having a tougher time.
And it actually took some time. I mean, for the first 4 years, it wasn't even really what you might consider a business. It was just me for that period, and anybody else who wanted to write for it, you know, they might get some free CDs out of it or something like that. But I mean, as it's sort of grown, it's like you kind of adapt and figure out your way along. And I think that for a lot of the larger publications, print and even online to an extent, it's very much traffic-based approach to music. I mean, who they would put on the covers, for example, would be tied to who's going to sell the most issues. And for us, you know, it's like we get to have a different cover every single day because we have five record reviews a day. So we're able to give the same kind of treatment to, you know, the White Stripes and Radiohead as we do to brand new emerging artists who are maybe on their debut EP or LP.
EP and LP, that's so old school, man. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know.
The thing about it, though, is you started with independent music and alternative music, and now this festival you guys have in Chicago this weekend, you've got Bjork and R. Kelly. I mean, you've got some ginormous names.
I mean, we kind of went into this year's festival with a little bit of a different approach, a different mindset. I mean, when we first started doing the festival, we were one of the only independent music festivals kind of a mid-range scale that existed. Now it seems like there's one in almost every town. So this year we wanted to kind of approach our headliners from a perspective of artists who are not kind of on an album cycle, because I saw a pattern where artists who are kind of out promoting something right now will kind of make rounds and structure their tour around festivals. So we wanted to do something that was getting artists who are not promoting anything and maybe would be a little bit more unique for us. And it's also, I wanted to get artists too that a lot of people hadn't seen several times. So there was a little bit of a balance there.
How do you, though, thread the needle, if you will, between what is clearly promotional, right? These festivals are promotional. They're events for the performers and for the fans. And then your editorial product, which I imagine you need to be unbiased reviews of the viability of this music.
You know, to us, it's really never been a problem. There's not even really an advantage. I mean, reviews, scores, ratings, these things wouldn't work as currency. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, we've had artists who receive 10.0s not play the festival or turn down or decline it. And we've had artists who'd receive 0.0s come and play the festival.
We're, what, halfway through the year? You got a favorite album? You got a favorite song yet?
I think... Oh man, could I pick out my favorite song right now?
Yeah, all right.
Well, let me tell you, probably my favorite, one of my favorite songs this year is actually a song that came out. It's not even officially released. It's this guy, Jay Paul, who's in the UK, and he has a song called Straight Out of Mumbai that is just sort of a cluster of insane sort of sound effects. The guy is sort of a studio whiz, but he's also very, like, reclusive, hasn't really done interviews. Nobody really knows that much about him. He's sort of an enigma, and that's probably one of the most creative, most interesting things I've heard this year.
All right, we'll look it up. Ryan Schreiber, he's the founder and CEO of Pitchfork. Ryan, thanks a bunch.
Thanks a lot.